My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for him World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Thanks so much for joining me. I've got a great, great, great program lined up for you today. Scott Powell will be with us. We'll talk about the CCP and their plans to interfere in our midterm elections, how that's been exposed. Scott gets into that with us coming up, bottom of hour number three. Also joining us in hour number three, Martin Maurer. Pastor Martin Maurer is with us. Being a Christian puts a target on your back. Be fired or banned if you'll not renounce your Christianity. He talks quite a bit about this. Now, there is some good news, and that is that 69%, according to Rasmussen, of Americans online says that American adults consider themselves religious and believe that religion plays an important part in their lives. Big news, folks. That's really important news. That's a great building place for us as a country. So we'll talk with him about that coming up in hour number three. Hour number two, Dr. David Wormser is with us, Center for Security Policy, Frank Daphne's group, and he is the head of their group on anti-Semitism and Israel. We'll talk about what's going on. Iran is on fire. There's a lot to talk about there. Iraq as well. The Iranian people are really kind of throwing their arms up and saying we don't want to be under this Ayatollah anymore. We're tired of their tyranny. Tyranny's running rampant around the world, and we're going to get into that with my very first guest. And then bottom of this hour, Dr. David Simone is with us. If you've not yet commented, the CDC right now, and we'll show you where to go to do this, right now is considering mandatory vax for school-age children. They want to make that, they want to add that to the list of all the other vaccines that, as a parent, honestly, you should be saying no. You should be saying no, my child will not. And if you won't, if your rules are going to say that my kid has to have these vaccines in order to go to your school, then guess what? That's $100,000 you won't get because my kid won't be there. That's what you need to say. You need to understand that they need your child in the seat to get paid. And if your kid's not there, they don't get paid. So pull them. You don't need your kid getting CRT'd. You don't need your kid being indoctrinated and having them questioned about their sexuality and their, and 13-year-old girls having double mastectomies. This is sick and disgusting. Pull them out of public school anyway. And, you know what? They can try to figure out how they're going to fund themselves when they don't get paid. And then demand your money back because your property taxes are what are being stolen from you to make that payment. We don't have a government anymore. We have tyrants. And we need to recognize that we're under tyrants right now. And we have a responsibility to restore our government. As believers, we have a responsibility. God will hold us accountable for who we allow ourselves to be placed under, if you choose to place yourself under them. All right. Dr. Mark Sherwood is with me, joining me live. Dr. Mark, welcome. It's great to have you.
Great to be with you, Pastor Greg. I'm super honored to be with you as always. Been looking forward to today for a while.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Well, I am honored to have you with me. Very quickly, tell folks a little bit again who may not, I introduce you again to my audience, tell folks a little bit about your background, both as a doctor, but also your background working in law enforcement as well. And then let's jump into talking about what's going on with the FBI, the Durham closing comments, which I think are very revealing. And then that article that I just recently sent to you.
Yeah. Well, before becoming a naturopathic doctor, where I practice now with my wife, Dr. Michelle, who I fondly refer to as my, prime rib, not my spare rib. You know, she's great. But prior to that, I was in law enforcement, Major Police Department, Tulsa, Oklahoma, for 24 years, 10 years of which in the SWAT team. Been asked to come, and a lot of times, you know, breaking down the school shootings and all this stuff, because I've been trained in that, as well as served numerous search warrants with federal, state, local officials, and even written affidavits for search warrants. So I'm very familiar with that process, and I do have current friends that are on agencies such as the FBI.
Okay. So to that end, now we come to the issue of what's going on with the FBI, raids on pro-life advocates, you know, individuals that are quote unquote taken in because of face, you know, essentially, and interestingly enough, you know, with regards to Mark Houck, you've had a number of videos now that have come out of couples that are coming out and saying, hey, this guy, you know, first of all, he wasn't abrasive. He isn't abrasive. but he saved my baby's life. He saved my life, and I can't thank him enough for being there on the day that I was going to go in and kill, and then they're holding the child that they were about to abort.
Mm.
I mean, those are powerful, powerful testimonies. And now the one that I sent you, but let's begin with the Durham closing arguments and the closing statements and really, you know, Durham knew that Danchenko was going to get off. I mean, that was pretty obvious, but I think that, you know, and Rick made this point yesterday. I think the significance of this is what he did relative to outlining where there are serious issues within the FBI.
Well, I'd certainly echo everyone's sentiments. There's issues for sure. You know, let us keep in mind that current director Chris Wray was appointed by President Trump at that time, you know, and obviously my biggest concern with appointing, you know, political people to any law enforcement agency, you know, they have no experience. In other words, they haven't went out there and carried the gun, worn the vest, and done that from a street level. So they really have no idea of how that works. Additionally, there is a lot of rhetoric going on, some accurate, I'm certain with that. The idea of the weaponization of the FBI. From the rank and file, and I've talked to a few persons that are friends of mine, when a person is given an investigation assignment, for example, if Investigator Young was given the assignment, Investigator Young has got to investigate that particular case with no concern about any other case. In other words, he can't be, and I'm using this to make my point.
Okay.
Well, we're doing this now, but we didn't do this then. Well, Investigator Young has to push that to the side. You have to stay focused on that one investigation that you're on. So from the standpoint of even going back to the FBI, you know, raiding President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home for documents to, again, prove the point, some of those local agents would necessarily have not had any involvement in the application for the warrant or the writing of the affidavit. So they're just out there doing their job. So okay. We need to for a little bit of this with, you know, it's not rank and file, bottom to top, top to bottom, everyone involved. If someone is out there executing a lawful order from the judge, it is not their purpose, nor would it be in their purview to go back and try to determine on their own, was the application for the original warrant valid, truthful or not. So they're just.
So let me interrupt you in that, because there, I've talked to direct witness, with regards to one of the FBI on the January 6th situation where their door was busted down. They were prepared and had already made arrangements to turn themselves in, and it would have been 5 hours later.
Mm-hmm.
So 3 a.m, their door gets busted in. The night before they had had, or the afternoon, late afternoon before, they had had the conversation and were going to turn themselves in at 8 a.m. the next morning. When they ask the agent you're talking about,
mm-hmm.
why are you guys doing this? His word for word, verbatim response was, because you killed one of our own. So to suggest that in every instance, they're somehow blind, deaf, and dumb to the rest of what's going on is difficult to swallow.
Well, certainly there is no blind, deaf, and dumb idea
okay.
with anybody, because we're all inundated with all the information, so I concur with that. I don't know the situation in there. What I would want to do in my own sort of search, I'd want to look at the affidavit myself, because there is, and there has to be, as per our Bill of Rights, you know, the Fourth Amendment, the search and seizure, in order to kick a door in without a knock would be a no-knock warrant.
Yeah.
You have to be able to put in the affidavit there's a threat of someone inside grabbing a gun and killing you. So the element of surprise is a necessity to request for and obtain the no-knock warrant. The police officers cannot, under any circumstance by law, breach a door without the concept of probable cause, and that has to be right. laid out somewhere.
Assumptions being made that, again, now we're dealing with a judge that isn't full of agendas. And let's not forget that the FBI carried out a 2.5 year operation, probably a little bit longer than that, as we unveil this. I'm talking about the Russiagate.
Yeah.
Predicated on a FISA warrant given to a FISA judge, evidence that was all lies. Every single piece was a lie, but the judge swore out the warrant anyway, not once, not twice, not three times, but four times he approved that same FISA warrant. He renewed that same FISA warrant. We're going to take a quick break. Let's talk about that when we get back. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Dr. Mark Sherwood is with me right here on Chosen Generation Radio.
I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. So, Dr. Mark, we're talking about, you know, the now back to the FISA situation, which there was clearly evidence has been presented that that never should have happened. The warrant never should have been given even the first time. The FBI knew, even as they were proffering to get that warrant the very first time, they were told, hey, you know, this dossier really doesn't add up, and it's not a basis upon which we should be doing an investigation, yet they proceeded anyway.
Yeah, when I look at the totality of the circumstances now, like we all are, you know, look back, if I was an investigator and given the Steele dossier like we hear about so much, the first thing we want to do is verify and perhaps double verify everything in there. That would have been a normal investigative process. And then it becomes paramount at that point, if there's a probable cause that a crime's occurred and you need to go, you know, search and or seize person or property, you would write all that information up in the affidavit and present that to the judge. The question in my mind, like everybody else's at this point, probably would be twofold. Number one, who was the chief investigator and what conversations were the back scenes of this, you know, discussion? Is this true or not? And then number two, and this is super important, what was presented to the judge? Because if it was inaccurate, that would be perjury, of course, because you're lying to the court, and the person that is guilty of perjury should be held accountable and charged accordingly. The third, perhaps tangential question with that is, did the judge know that he or she was being prevented or presented inaccurate, untruthful information? So, you know, you got all these questions here, and I, like you, I have more questions by far than answers at this point.
Well, the FISA judge has apparently said, you know, looking at what has come out, that you know, he's angry that he was lied to. He believes that he was lied to. It's interesting that he hasn't taken the next step, but I have to tell you, in light of what's happening today, there also has to be this, I mean, for all of us, for every single person in the country who holds to Christian biblical values, there has to be a bit of a chill, a bit of a pause about, you know, what would you do? I mean, if that judge tried to take some kind of an action against the FBI at this point, how long would he live? I mean, I'm serious. How long would he live? And he's more than likely thinking that, because Merrick Garland has made it clear that if you stand against them, they may very well kill you.
Well, I think we're with this.
I'm not trying. I don't think I'm over exaggerating by what I'm saying. We have, I just sent you an article about an ABC News reporter that was doing an investigative report. And he has disappeared.
Well, I think with two situations, the first one, with the judge, if the judge believes there is untruthful information presented, his job would be to just report that to the United States attorney. in that district, and that United States attorney would be in charge of either assigning or investigating that case. When you look at the current situation, the article you sent me, which I found just wow, I didn't know about that one, about the missing reporter after the search warrant. If I'm his family at this point, you know, I'm going to do one thing and one thing only, do a missing persons report, initiate the investigation behind that from the local interstate level. And people should understand too, you know, because all this is going on right now, as we're talking at the break, you know, Pastor Greg, the states and the people of those right. states have lost their way. We've all lost our way because we've forgotten the 10th Amendment, and therefore we have given over the federal government its incredible amount of power that they were never intended to have.
Yeah.
They can't handle it. They were never raised within our constitutional republic to be able to handle this. And it's incumbent upon the sheriffs in each county in this great country
here.
To know the Constitution
yeah.
and to have some courage to follow. Your job as a sheriff is to protect the Constitution, honor that Constitution, represent that Constitution within the county in which you are responsible. You're the highest elected official. And yeah. to think that there's no boundaries there, like borders, it's utterly ridiculous of what's happening right now in our country.
That's this right here is my sign of a membership to an organization called the Constitutional Sheriffs and Police Officers Association, CSPOA. It's Sheriff Mac's organization. And if you're not a member of it, I encourage you. This is for every single American can be a part of this organization. And then you need to be encouraging your local law enforcement, your local sheriff, your county sheriff, to understand his rights, duties, and responsibilities as it pertains to what Dr. Mark just said. CSPOA, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Police Officers Association, CSPOA. Go to there and look this information up. Dr. Mark, I appreciate what you said, because what you've done is you've given us a forensic understanding of how law enforcement works. We may not like what we're seeing, but we need to understand that there is another side to this to take into account as well, and I thank you for bringing that to the table. We're going to take a break. Dr. David Simone joins us. Child vaccine. You can stop it, but it needs to happen, and you need to act now. Back after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive four-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Okay.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being here. I do know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Joining me now, Dr. David Simone, and I want to encourage you, the two things that I've been asking folks to do. Number one, share the website, chosengenerationradio.com. ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Please share this with your friends. We are growing exponentially, and we encourage you to do that. So be sure and join us, okay? And then the second piece of the puzzle is if you would be so kind as to consider buying Pastor a cup of coffee. Just, you know, as if we were having a cup of coffee together, buy me a cup of coffee. That will help to fund our ministry efforts both in India. It'll help us to take care of our orphans and take care of our widows, and also to put in a more freshwater wells, which changes lives. And it also helps us with what we're doing here to save America with our radio and television program. You can do that at paypal.me/PastorGreg, paypal.me/PastorGreg, or use Cash App, $PastorGregCGR, $PastorGregCGR. $3, $5, whatever you might spend on a cup of coffee, consider making that a donation today. Buy Pastor a cup of coffee and share with your friends. And want to thank Brandon, want to thank Pastor Rafael Cruz, who came on the program and talked about becoming a monthly partner and is now a monthly partner. Want to thank our sponsor, Patriot Mobile, for their support as well. The only Christian conservative mobile phone company, Patriot Mobile. Use the code CHOSEN there. And all of our sponsors, we greatly appreciate. Well, joining me now is Dr. David Simone. Dr. David, it was great to meet you, by the way, and see you in person there at the Trinity Health Freedom Expo. Good to have you with me.
Well, good morning, Pastor Greg. I will tell you that I was a speaker 4 times at the expo about mercury and so forth. It is the central gathering hub of the country's holistic political policy
creators, right? Where the whole point is that you should have the ability to choose which level of toxicity of healthcare you're going to apply to yourself, okay?
There you go. Yeah.
And one can say this is how you circumvent the non-liable, I think, illegal laws that the vaccine manufacturers have. Let's just get right into it, Pastor Greg.
Well, 100%. And it's interesting to note, I had yesterday, I was going to play it, but I went ahead and shared it because the audio was so bad. But it was an interview with, I believe, the head of Moderna, who was essentially saying that, you know, the vaccine, is ineffective and unnecessary when it comes to young people, when it comes to children and young people and young healthy people. The ones who he claims need it are the elderly. We know, according to Naomi Wolf and the trials and the information she has, which by the way, isn't Naomi Wolf's data. This is data that was secured through a FOIA request from the FDA and the CDC. But to your point, go ahead, doctor, please.
Well, you know, the WHO came out 6 months ago and said the boosters are not effective. And instead of...
Oh, sure they are. They're effective. They kill you. That's how effective they are.
That, you know, working with WHO at the United Nations, this is the... Minamata Mercury Treaty and the, this is the, you know, you can get this stuff done. See, I worked with, Dr. Mark and David Geyer at the UN. I remember sitting outside a meeting room like I was telling you and we're talking about mercury and Lloyd Haley and Hal Huggins, Dave Kennedy are my three top mentors now along with, David Mark Geyer. So that's my five mercury mentors. Okay. And total mentors. So I've got a good grasp on toxicology since
yes,
I was
sir.
A member of, yeah, for, since 1994. Okay.
Right.
But now, oh, strictly in policy, I've resigned from all organizations so that I don't create a political, I'm sorry, I support President Trump's liability to any organization. Okay. Which is why we're talking. Right.
Right.
You represent 75 million voters. Okay. Plus another 15 to 20 million that I've talked to that I think are going to come on our side for this upcoming election. So that's about 95 million votes.
Well, so, hopefully, you know, they actually get counted properly and properly applied.
I took care of that because in our county, you know, there's 3,000 counties in America and Cook, it's sometimes called Crook County, but I like to be positive, okay? it's well documented. There's 1,000 documentaries, okay? So I love Chicago. I will not leave the city until it's healed to go to Washington, D.C. and heal the rest of the country.
Hear, hear.
Or wait, maybe I should, you know, filter back to Chicago. I don't know. We'll figure that out. Don't worry. But the point is that... supporting the Constitution, supporting proper scientific method, okay? So I made the comment to the CDC for open comments period. Can I read my comments here?
Yeah, and let's real quickly, let's frame that because so what's going on right now is the CDC is considering mandating there's a list of injections that children are quote unquote required to get at in order to be able to enter into school. Okay.
Yeah.
And yeah, there's like 271 of them, something like, I mean, it's ridiculous. And yeah. Over like what, 10 years, something along that line. The point here is this. Number one, as a parent, you should have the right to say, no, not going to do that. We're taking an exemption. But right now, CDC is considering adding the COVID vax to this long list. And so that is the comment that you're going to read to us. And then we're going to tell you where to go and how to make your comment, because we need a massive amount of comments saying no, so the CDC gets the message.
Right, and I will tell you, through my diplomatic work at the UN for almost a decade and thousands of other projects, what it requires is we don't finger point. The method is we ask questions, right? Remember like the 12 questions the 100 9/11 families asked after the commission came out, the 9/11 report?
Sure.
And they posed in the form of a question, okay?
Yep.
So that's just the thing is, here are unanswered, important scientific data that isn't in existence, nor does a study even exist to even address these issues. So I take a scientific approach. I'm a real constitutional person. You know, these tags don't come by accident. These two are President Trump White House pins, and they're from my boss Alphabet. And I'll just leave it at that. So these are all authentic and placed by the people of those organizations, okay? So the importance is that if we're going to, it's kind of like if you drain a swamp, it refills it, okay? So again, think of President Trump as the greatest undercover agent, popping up all the corrupt people that, you know, I hate to say this, but the Bush family and the industrial complexes and all that stuff, okay?
Yeah.
So, you can't take him on head to head. Throwing stuff at police officers guarding a facility accomplishes nothing. Stop doing that. And negotiations between people who have voting power against those who are going to lose their next races, that's what gets stuff done, okay? So I tried to add 20 million voters to replace the 16 million rhinos that voted for Biden. Right, I had it 90-65 Trump, and ended up 81-74. It's a 16 million vote swing. I thought my 15 million Democrats bailed on me. They didn't. They still voted for Trump in 2020 like they did in 2016. It was the, you know, the Bush, Cheney, Romney, and the McCain people who hate Trump. That's it. So they all made emotional responses, and now we have the war in Ukraine. We have Biden, who's sold his family 10 times over, running what? So in the entirety of all this, in order to use President Trump as the crowbar to get done the true freedoms that are offered in our Constitution, right? Because you have to serve it. It's been 250 years that we've been doing this.
We got 1 minute before we go into break.
All right, so real quick, I'm going to read you the comment, and then we'll read it again later. Here's what you should say to the CDC, everybody, okay? The CDC, number one, there's three items. One. Should we get into this after the break?
We're going to have to, because we've got 30 seconds, and I don't think you can get it read in 30 seconds.
That is true. Plus, there are certain details.
Yeah.
All simple, logical questions.
All right. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. Dr. David Simone coming up right after this. We're talking about the CDC's effort to make this vax mandatory for your school-age child. And you have an ability to speak into this right now, and it's important that parents act. Back with more right after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my very special guest is Dr. David Simone. Dr. David, welcome. Again, good to have you with me. All right, so let's get into the conversation we were having, and you were going to read to us your comments about this, what you were writing to the CDC about the vax.
Thank you, Pastor Greg. Good
Absolutely.
Morning, everybody. And, thank God for another day. Ooh. So here's what, these were the comments that I submitted to the CDC, several days ago. And, we'll forward you the link. You have the link, I think, already, but this is the form that you want to use to, okay, CDC needs to, and there's three items. Number one, perform more research on the long-term effects of mRNA insertion into human cells. I mean, we all know that one, right? Mm-hmm. Pretty easy. Okay. Number two, perform research on mRNA insertion into the microbiome. Example, bacteria, virus, mold, fungus, parasites, and additional categories to evaluate the changes in symbiosis. Now, symbiosis is how the entire microbiome and those billions of bugs that live in your body every day normally for your entire lifetime work together, okay? So, I haven't seen any research on the disruption of symbiosis. And so number three is, this is an interesting one which came up, and this is the graphene oxide issue. Okay. Explain how graphene oxide in the SM-102 and other vaccines, got that? Other vaccines have it too, can be removed from the body once it has delivered the mRNA, right? So how do I get that stuff out of me? And what does it do while it's in me? And graphene oxide, as we all know, can be made in sheets, and it has mercuric acids as part of the production. So when you hit it with an X-ray, when it's like microplastics in your body, it will shatter and release the mercuric acid in when the graphene oxide's in your tissue. That's mm-hmm. a fun one. Oh, yeah, I got more of those horrible, yucky things for you. These are the questions my patients ask me for which no informed consent has been provided by the CDC. Informed consent, you see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We're bypassing the liability issue that the vaccine companies have, and we're simply saying all doctors and politicians who don't have a license to practice medicine have given us false information or incomplete information in the form of informed consent. Do you know that's the number one malpractice lawsuit in the country? So, okay, fine. Every politician has said, there's no problem with getting the vaccine. You are now committed malpractice according to your state licensure board. Okay, so these are the, like I say, informed consent questions. Now here's the kicker. Here's the last one. Please do not mandate partially tested medical treatments without full informed consent. It's malpractice according to professional liability insurance and my state laws.
Now, Dr. David, hang on just a second. Because I mean, what you just laid out is excellent coming from a physician. But for the average American, when they are writing this, number one, a lot of this information is stuff that the average American doesn't even,
I want to teach everybody what's really going on. It's okay. Really simple.
And then maybe we can, simplify their particular comment.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't have a practice or patients that they're interacting with. Right. Maybe that last statement that you just made, repeat that last one, the number four.
Yeah, let me give you that. So, please do not mandate partially tested medical treatments.
Yeah, there we go. There we go.
Without full informed consent.
Yep.
So that's the thing. Here's the last line. It is malpractice according to my professional liability insurance and my state laws. Every doctor is required to have a license.
Right.
And in those licenses, required to give informed consent.
So what we might say in that is, right. is that, according to the research that I've done and doctors that I have spoken with, there is a malpractice issue associated with mandating this. And how did you phrase it again, number four? Experimental.
Please do not mandate partially tested medical.
There we go. Okay. So that's the key word, partially tested
mm-hmm.
medical
treatments.
Okay.
Right.
So in speaking to medical professionals, I have been advised that it is malpractice to administer partially tested
medical treatments,
and certainly I don't want those administered to my child.
It gets even worse. Exactly.
Right. Good grief.
Right. So it's we've gotten to the point. Now, this depends on where your history is on the science of vaccines. Okay.
Yeah.
And again, everything has inherent risk. Okay. But the coverage and the cover-ups, and I've looked at both sides understanding the biophysiology, listening to the world's greatest lecturers and intellectual minds speak on the subjects on both sides. And I've come to the conclusion that Fauci deserves to be prosecuted for crimes against humanity in the world court. I support that case. That's those people have presented the case to the world court. So now you know where I stand.
I know. I'm on that same page. And I think, you know, that there is as you are advocating for, there is a diplomatic and legal process that we hopefully can go through to bring criminals to justice. I think that the frustration that Americans are having right now is that it seems as though lawlessness wins, and those of us that are law-abiding, God-fearing, want to do the right thing citizens are the ones that are called the bad guy. It's upside down. It's Isaiah 320, right? Or 320, I believe it is. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil.
Right. And, even I myself have been called a bad person by, well, unfortunately, only never Trumpers, rhinos, and Demturds. Nice Democrats. I tell jokes about biophysiological processes in the body. They're called fart jokes. But the point is that everybody's, you know, got to let go once in a while, okay? And it's okay if it's, let's see, what day is it? It's when, that's Thursday, so it's okay today. The point is that the CDC and the swamp that has controlled the ins and outs, and we all know about this. There's nothing new about this, okay?
Right.
If I can figure it out, it's just Dr. Dave, the dentist, right? Just a regular dentist, no big deal, who got kind of stumbled upon Joe Mercola and Dr. Al Huggins in 1989, right? At the beginning, how can I say this? The intentional and systematic poisoning of the youth of America is a crime against humanity. There are 17 million people to be prosecuted in addition to Fauci. If I only get a million of them, will you all still vote for me?
There we go. There we go. Well, and so I think taking that into, you know, context and understanding, you know, this is, we're talking about a monumental problem, and at the end of the day, it goes back to we the people. We the people. And we the people are the ones who have been lied to about what our rights are and what our abilities are, what we can do to stop this process. And it's up to us to be engaged and to get involved. And as believers, this nonsensical idea that, well, we're going to wait and God's going to fix this. We are becoming the one talent person who goes to the place of gnashing of teeth. We've run out of time. Dr. David Simone, God bless you, my friend. Thank you for being with me. Back with more coming up right after this. David Wormser joins me on the other side.
You got it.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings. savings.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.